Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, this is the Sounds of Faith, and I'm Brother Johnny Owens, and you're welcome. Thank you so much for being here. You're welcome to tune us in every day, Monday through Friday, on this good radio station. Well, you can find us on the internet by the means of Just Jesus Radio app at 4 o'clock, or some other. I know our church webpage, and maybe some other archived versions of the Sounds of Faith maybe be available. But we're glad that you're with us, and we're going to have some more good singing. And, of course, the Lord being willing, we'll finish up our thought the week on the message on no place, there's no place like grace, and seen some places that I believe is places of grace. And I pray that God will bless us throughout the remainder of the day today and the week. And we'll get right into it as we hear a good song. I think we'll start off with this one today. This is, I think this is that men's trio, the newest men's trio singing for you. I'll never get over the grace that I'm under.
One day it's victory, the next day I'm living with pain. One minute the sun is shining down and it starts to rain. But I know a touch from God will quiet the thunder. I'll never get over the blood that I'm under.
I'll never get over that I'm under. I'll never wonder where I'll spend eternity. I realize what could have been, that changed at Calvary. I'll never get over the blood that I'm under.
And secure with him in my heart, and no one can take that from me. I'm living life knowing that heaven is where I will be. When he saved my soul, no longer in sin did I wander. I'll never get over the blood that I'm under.
I'll never get over the blood that I'm under. I'll never wonder where I'll spend eternity.
I realize what could have been, that changed at Calvary.
I'll never get over the blood that I'm under.
I realize what could have been, that changed at Calvary.
I'll never get over the blood that I'm under. The blood that I'm under.
I'll never get over the blood that I'm under. Hallelujah. Good song there from the men's trio. Hope that was a blessing to your heart. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We'll be having services this coming Lord's Day. We'll begin with Sunday school at 10 o'clock, then worship at 11, Then Sunday evening service at 6 o'clock p.m. We'd love to have you. Or on the Wednesday night prayer meeting time at 7 o'clock. And love to have you for that. Amen. We we always, people that ask about our church and they want some information about our church. Maybe they're looking for a church. We have always, I've been on staff for 35 years, and we've been doing this, I know, that long. And I try to ask them, tell them, give us three services. Give us a Sunday morning, a Sunday night, and a Wednesday night. Maybe not all back-to-back-to-back, but give us three services, because they're all three different. Every service is different. Every Wednesday night service is different. Every Sunday morning is different. Every Sunday night is different. But if you're looking for an old-fashioned church, that's what we are here at Faith. And we'd love to have you come and visit. And we will certainly try to make you feel welcome. And the songs that you hear on the broadcast is the kind of singing you'll hear here. And the King James Bible will be preached clear and plain and simply here at the Faith Baptist Church. So if you're looking for an old-fashioned church, come by and pay us a visit. We're right on the corner of 18 South, about 5 miles outside of Shelby, going towards South Carolina, at the intersection of Highway 180, which is South Post Road. We're right there on the corner, on the left, coming from Shelby. If you're coming up from South Carolina, just cross the state line, and we're 2 miles inside the state line on your right. Come on by and pay us a visit. We got your seat saved. You might just like it. Amen. Here's a good song from the choir. If you come on a Sunday, you'll hear a good choir number like this. This one says, what's one of my favorites? They'll Never Crucify Him Again. By the blood of the crucified one. I couldn't read my own writing. I thought it said crucify him again, but it said the crucified one. So, hey, man, it's still about God being crucified for our sins and for our justification. And boy, I tell you, I like that good old singing from the adult choir. Amen. Well, in our truth for today, and one more truth for this week of the Sounds of Faith, we'll take it out of the book of the Proverbs. Proverb number 6 and verse number 3. The word says, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. When thou art come into the hand of thy friend, go humble thyself, and make sure thy friend. Oh, we need to take this humble position, because I have found out to be true. The hardest things to do are very often the most rewarding. Anything worth having is worth doing, worth working for. Take that position. The hardest things are often the most rewarding. May God help us in that truth for today as we enter into prayer time. I invite you to join me in a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee today, thanking You for this another opportunity to be a part of this radio ministry. Thank You, Lord, for the goodness of God. Thank You for salvation. Thank You for forgiveness of sin. Lord, we stand in need of that again today. Lord, I pray You search our heart and see if there be any wicked way in us. Forgive us, I do pray. Now, Lord, I thank You. I appreciate the blessings that You've bestowed upon us, and thank You for the goodness of God and for all that You are and all that You do. Thank You for the prayers You've already answered. I pray today that You'd help us as we continue to think about some things that we'd love to see You work out, and I know You're in charge of that, and I know, Lord, that we can just rest in the fact that You're God and You do all things well, and I pray that You'll just work out Your will in our life today. I pray, God, You may bless the rest of the music and then our last thought of the message. I pray, God, that the Word of God will be spoken very plainly, very clearly, and be accepted by the hearts of Your people. I do thank You, God, for those who are listening today, and I do pray for them. I pray that You would touch them in their particular needs. Whatever they have need of today, I pray to be met in Jesus' name. Thank You again for all that You've done. And for Jesus Christ, Thy Son and our Savior, in Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, we're going to hear from that men's trio again here. Amen. And they had been singing together very long. And let's hear one from them. This is talking about we need to thank God. Amen. They've taken this from the old Sons of Faith. Oh, listen to it. A good song.
We need to thank God for all that we have, the cross, the Word, and the blood of the Lamb. Savior who prays, a Spirit who saves, sealing us on to redemption day. A Heavenly Father who cares for our needs, provider of all the gifts we receive. I don't know about you, but friend, I believe we need to thank God.
We think that life should always be fair. We make a mistake when we try to compare. Sure, God is concerned about what we need, but there's more than what's here. There's eternity. The grass is not greener on the other side. Since the Garden of Eden, that's been Satan's lie. We need to confess how much we've been blessed. We need to thank God.
All that we have, the cross, the Word, and the blood of the Lamb. A Savior who prays, a Spirit who stays, sealing us on to redemption day. A Heavenly Father who cares for our needs, provider of all the gifts we receive. I don't know about you, but friend, I believe we need to thank God. Friend, I believe we need to thank God. We need to thank God. We need to thank God.
Amen. Well, we do. We need to thank God. Amen. Why, here's the Young Mothers going to sing one here for us. This is the Young Mothers singing about God. You're so good. Amen.
You told me in Your word how gift comes straight from your hands. So remind me, Lord, of this when I need to hear it again, that you are good and you are holy, working all things for your glory. Sometimes I can't even comprehend how you are moving and you're working. My problems you are solving. I don't even know just where to begin, 'cause you're so good. It's overwhelming. Beyond all I could ever ask or think. And Lord, my heart is trusting in the wisdom of your plan. There's purpose in the pain, and though I may not understand, but you are good and you are holy, working all things for your glory. Sometimes I can't even comprehend how you are moving and you're working. My problems you are solving. I don't even know just where to begin, 'cause you're so good. It's so all things for your glory. Sometimes I can't even comprehend how you are moving and you're working. My problems you are solving. I don't even know just where to begin, 'cause you're so good. It's overwhelming.
Certainly he is good. Amen. Praise his name. Well, you know, I was reflecting today on the message that we're going to be preaching here in just a moment, and about the grace of God. There's no place like grace. And this song came to my heart this morning, and I want to play it today. I think it'll be a good one to finish out the music and reflect on the grace of God. This is from the Right Side Guys, the Bluegrass Gospel Group. You hear a lot on the broadcast. And boy, I love this song. I guess I like the way it sounds, and I like the, what it says. Amen. It says, by his grace. Amen.
Always help me carry my load. When I look at all I've had to face, then I know I've made it by his grace. It's not what I have done or how good I have been, but through his blood I know I'll make it in. It's not by my strength, for on the cross he took my place. He did it all by his grace. Thank you. not by works that anyone should boast, but through his blood we are in God's fold. The plan of salvation that my Lord has made came to existence through and by his grace. It's not what I have done or how good I have been, but through his blood I know I'll make it in. It's not by my strength, for on the cross he took my place. He did it all by his grace. He did it all by his grace.
Amen. Well, everything we are, everything I have, everything I ever hope to be, oh, it's by his grace. Amen. That's the right side, fellas, singing for you today. In our text in Titus chapter 2, I begin reading in verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. We've been preaching, and we'll conclude today on the subject of there's no place like grace. We have seen already there's a place of deliverance. I'm glad I've been delivered from, but I've been delivered unto. And it's a place of distinction. There's marks of grace on every believer. We noticed yesterday is a place of development. It's a place we should grow. Peter said to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord. Amen. But I want you to notice in Ephesians today, I'll read a few more verses here, and we'll close out the week here in chapter 2 of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse number 4. I'll begin there. The Bible says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show forth the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm interested in verse number 5, 6, and 7, primarily verse number 7, as I look in today's thought, as grace is a place of display. You notice we've been using the word, the letters D in our alliteration, deliverance, distinction, development, and now display. I love this text because verses 4, 5, and 6 tells me what God did for me. What God did for me. He quickened me. He saved me by his grace. He's raised me up. And he's already seen me seating in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But verse number 7 tells me not just what he did for me, but it tells me what he's going to do with me. And it says here that in the ages to come, that's in eternity. That's eternity to come. Oh, I love this. In the ages to come, he might show forth exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. I believe I don't think it's going to be a showcase, a trophy showcase by no means, like like many schools have, that have won championships and things like that. I don't believe that at all, but I do believe this. I do believe that those who are saved by grace, as the Bible tells me we are in verse 8 and 9, then we will be displayed in heaven as testimonies of the grace of God. Oh, friend, today, I know I don't look like much today, and I know you may feel like that you're insignificant at many times. But let me tell you something, though. You have been saved, and I have been saved by the grace of God. And boy, God looks at us, and he treasures us as his trophies of grace. What do you do with a trophy? You display it. Listen, my sons won many awards, both spiritually and athletically and even academically. And my girls have won several awards through the Sigma program and the Patch to Pirate Club here at the church. And they set those things out, and they're proud of them. And to be displayed, I don't think God has any pride whatsoever in the negative sense. But I do believe that in the ages to come, as the scripture tells me, we will be displayed in the place of display. You know, I got reflecting again as we sum up the place of grace or the grace of God. It is, you know, it's simply, as we mentioned on Monday, it's the expression of God's goodness towards the undeserving sinner. I do not deserve anything that I have today. I don't deserve any of the graces of God today. But that's what makes it the grace of God, is because we do not deserve it. And God gives it to us by his Son, Jesus Christ. God's riches at Christ's expense. Oh, listen, I'm reminded again that the grace of God is the basis of our salvation. We've seen that here in the text. And you can find examples throughout the Bible of God's wonderful grace. I can't explain it. There is no other word for grace but amazing, as the old song says. You know, in salvation, men who deserve hell, listen to me, we that deserved hell obtained heaven. You cannot explain that. The only way we can explain that is simply by God's grace, his amazing grace. Every conversion in Scripture, think about it, is an example of God's grace. From Paul the Apostle to all the others who have believed on him and trusted Christ, it is a mark, it is an evidence, it is an example of God's grace in action. Oh, friend, today, I don't know where you're at today. I don't know where you're resting. I don't know where your spiritual lodging place is today. But I ask you to get in the grace of God. Experience the grace of God. Enjoy the grace of God, because there is no place like grace. Until Monday, God bless you now. Don't forget about the house of God on the Lord's Day. Have a great day. God bless you.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.